Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Well, I told you that was a fun first half, and now we have a glorious second half with tons of hot news takes. And, of course, Dexter Holland from Offspring is going to hang with us and crackwise. First, teencounseling.com. Connect your 13 to 19-year-old with a licensed professional counselor. Where they spend all their time. Where's that? On the smartphone. That's right. You don't have to drive them to an office. Connect on the phone. Start with a short questionnaire. Help them understand your teen and their needs. Then, when you're matched with an available therapist, you can start communicating within 24 hours. You can review their credentials and directly communicate with the counselor. Make sure it's a good fit. Easy and free. By the way, to change counselors if you don't think it's a good fit. More affordable than traditional counseling, and financial aid is available. So visit teencounseling.com/Carolla. It's important these days, people. There's a lot of stimuli coming into your young kid's head, and they need to sort it out. Let's get it taken care of, their mental health. Adam Carolla Show listeners get 10% off the first month at teencounseling.com/Carolla. Let's do the second half.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, Thursday's Christie's auction of more than 120 of David Gilmour's guitars brought in an amount that nobody expected. That grand total being $21.5 million.
Wow.
The black Fender Stratocaster he played on numerous Pink Floyd recordings was the big star. And I was going to do a news story the other day that this was about to happen, but I thought, let's wait and see what it actually goes for. They were estimating that guitar to go from anywhere from 100 grand to 150 grand, respectable. Shattered that record at $3.975 million, almost $4 million.
Wow.
Blew right past the estimate. That record was previously held by a $2.7 million white Strat signed for charity by Gilmour, Paul McCartney, Eric Clapton, members of the Stones, Queen, The Who, and many others.
Wow.
And it just obliterated that record. Other big items in the sale were a 1954 Stratocaster with the serial number 0001 that Gilmour played on Another Brick in the Wall Part 2, That instrument sold for $1.8 million. A 1955 gold-top Gibson Les Paul, also used on another brick, sold for $444,700. That's a record price for a Les Paul. So big, big night at Christie's.
Well, I always talk about this memorabilia stuff going insane. They're selling James Bonds, Aston Martin DB5 coming up. They're selling all this, like, Ayrton Senna helmets and fire suits and, like, all the junk that wasn't anything from back in the day. It was always, I guess it kind of started with guitars. It's like guns, cars, guitars. Those are, like, the things. But none of it had any, and then sports stuff. Nothing had a lot of value to it. Now it's all going.
Dexter, you collect anything, Dexter? Sorry to interrupt, Gina.
Am I what?
Do you collect any musical stuff?
I mean, I've got a bunch of guitars, but my most expensive guitar is like $100 probably. So,
what are you now?
Well, there are things that are like inherently expensive, and then there are things that get expensive for no real reason. Like, nobody goes, oh, man, when I was young, I was thinking about buying that castle, but I passed on it.
And boy, do I feel stupid.
And now I bought a big wheel instead, and now it's worth so much more. Right. So you don't have that. But with things like old race cars and guitars mm-hmm. and things like that, they don't have an inherent value like commercial real estate, right. You know? Now, yeah, you may have passed on some acreage in Nevada that's now worth a lot more than it was, right. But it's still real estate and acreage, and it had a value at the time,
right.
Commensurate with whatever the value was of the property around it. I was at the Shelby Museum outside of Denver last week, and it's like I was looking at cars that were $40 million that were in England, and Carroll Shelby didn't want to pay for the shipping of the car back to the United States, so he was asking the guy in England, just push him into the sea. Like, just shove him off the barge, like into the ocean. I don't want to pay the $2,000 or whatever it was. And then he'd get the... The guy ended up, Alan Mann or whoever it was, shipped all the cars back anyway. Just like, this car's a championship car. I'm not going to throw it in the bay. You know? And then Shelby was like, to the guys at his shop, like, who wants this car? And everyone's like, I don't.
Yeah, I don't have room for it.
All right, someone give me $3,000 for this car, and I will.
We can all move on.
$40 million.
God.
Phil Spector bought his Daytona for. The one guy bought it for like $3,400 and then he sold it to like Phil Spector for like $10,000 and Phil drove it to work on the street, you know? And it's like, now it's $30 million.
I have a theory about this.
And there must be a million guitar stories that way. So many guys had so many of those guitars. And it wasn't something from Pink Floyd, but like a Sunburst or something that's worth hundreds of thousands of bucks. And I used to leave it in the back of my car at night when I lived in San Francisco, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yes.
So you know how you talk about the UFC is only going to get more popular with kind of the pushback, pussification of society. Everything's digital. Everything's right. Bitcoin. Everything's an MP3. So the stuff, the tangible stuff is rising up and becoming more valuable.
I was talking when I was having the conversation with Lewis on Friday's show about AI, and we're talking about sort of how everything is going to be digital and everything's going to be doable and everything. I said the market that's going up in the automotive world is not Italian Ferrari V12 street cars. The market that's going up is race cars with a story. Where did it race? It won Le Mans. It won this guy, this famous Phil Hill or Brian Redman or some famous or Paul Newman or somebody, Steve McQueen. Mm-hmm. He drove this car at Sebring in 1977. Like, it's all the story. Yeah. It's all the race cars are all one off, or they made three of them or whatever. They're hand built, whatever. You can say, well, that's a Dino Ferrari or that's a Daytona Ferrari. And you go, that's a pretty cool, unique Italian sports car. And you'd be right. But they still made 1,300 Daytonas. Right. And they still made 550 or 350 Ferrari Lusos or whatever. And that's still pretty rarefied air. They made a million Mustangs, but they made you know, 300 of these. But this race car that won Le Mans outright in 1979, there's one.
Yeah.
There's one. And so in a world where everything is sort of digitized and synthesized, the market for like the one and the one off, and that car would be worth $1 million, but it's worth $10 million because this guy drove it in this race and we in that time, and it's in the book. So I do think as we get further and further away from the analog world, and we do get in this, everyone can have a 100-inch plasma TV in their home, and everyone can just sort of have everything. You know, everyone's got an iPhone 10 and whatever. We're going to start getting into this memorabilia and these things, because what we're really chasing is the story. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you have a Ford Pinto, you don't go, hey, this is a Ford Pinto, and they made 2.7 million units of this car. So anyway, moving on. Mm-hmm. You don't want that. There is a Ford Pantera that they didn't make that many of, but it's not that big a deal. But then there's one that Elvis had, mm-hmm. and it's got a bullet hole in it. So there's... That's the story. Everyone wants to tell. Yeah. So the guitar is great, but Gilmore playing it is better, and him playing it recording the wall better.
Yep.
And so you're now paying for the story.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you better be able to back it up, because anyone can attach a story to anything. I'm sure it's certified through and through.
Right.
Where in the world is Matt Lauer? I can tell you where he's not. He's not in the Today Show 25th anniversary video that was very long and completely scrubbed of his name or likeness for Studio 1A. Though he co-anchored the morning show for 20 years, Lauer was completely ignored during the retrospect of last Thursday.
You think it was intentional?
Did we figure out what he did? Besides, he had a cool door.
Yeah, he had the door that locked.
He had the door that locked with the button under his desk. He was he had many allegations by many women, and a tie-in. Guess who else wasn't in the video? Ann Curry. She wasn't mentioned either.
What?
Now, according to
her.
Well, here's the deal. According to Vanity Fair, Lauer was fired from the Today Show in 2017 after several women accused him of sexual harassment and assault, while Curry was fired in 2012, reportedly after clashing behind the scenes with Lauer. She never confirmed the rumors, though she did say in a 2018 interview with the Washington Post that she had warned NBC executives about Lauer's behavior. So there's a little tie-in there somewhere. I have some of the...
Well, it comes with the territory. Like, if you work with a bunch of investigative reporters, a whole bunch of people...
Buzzing around an office all
day
long. You
work an entire office. This is not a sheet metal fabrication place. No. You do what you want at that place. But you have a bunch of people that are constantly turning over rocks and looking at things with a jeweler's loop. And all they're doing, their wiring is like, I'm going to get to the bottom. And they must be coming in. Like, I heard stories about Weinstein. I heard stories about... Well, if... The guy who's
next
in the
cubicle
next cubicle is trying to bang everyone on your floor. It seems logical that wiring of those people would be aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I have some of the video. Nothing exciting happens. Savannah Guthrie talks. Gene Shalit gets dragged across the stage.
Why did I like Ann Curry.
Yeah, I did too.
Well, so she's gone?
She's been gone since 2012 because she had a little behind-the-scenes clash. With Lauer, apparently.
She must
allegedly.
Have got paid, right?
I mean, imagine she, so.
She's vindicated, at least.
Lauer is... What is Ann Curry's nationality? Because she's a bit of all right. She's got something going. I don't know what her... Do we know what her nationality is?
She's born in Guam. Father, American from Pueblo, Colorado. English and Irish ancestry, and her mom is Japanese. So English, Irish, Japanese.
Got a good combo of that good, the best of all worlds. Yeah.
Her dad's from the place where you write all the letters?
Yeah, Pueblo, Colorado is where you go if you need a government pamphlet.
Right.
Like they'd have those commercials mm-hmm. where they'd go, would you like to open your own post office and get paid? You're like, yes, yeah. I would. Well, anything. Then you get a pamphlet from Pueblo, Colorado, and it'll tell you how, or like, you can open a candle store and the government will pay you. Like, and it's all, and also if you just need to know more about radon, like when I was a kid, it was like, send away to Pueblo, Colorado. I don't know why.
That was the hub.
Right to Ann Curry's dad.
For entertainment, it was Buena Vista, Florida.
I had there was a few places I would, like, as a kid, I'd watch them, all the like game shows and stuff, like from New York, New York. And I remember, like, why are they saying New York twice?
City's
remember,
so
that
nice.
Was weird. The other one was, if you wanted to send away for anything that had to do with a cereal box, it was Battle Creek, Michigan. That was like, I used to sit around and go, well, I bet you go to Battle Creek and they just hand out just little widgets and fun puzzles and things like that.
The locals are tired of it. They throw it away.
Pueblo, Colorado is just filled with information about how to do things and pamphlets. I don't know how those places become hubs. Battle Creek, Michigan is where Kellogg's was, yeah. Right. Okay. And you always have to send away to Battle Creek. And, I don't know why Pueblo has all the info, but that's where they have the info. No. Sorry.
Well, the Cape Cod Times, and they should know, reports that the young man who has accused actor Kevin Spacey of sexual assault sent a text message to his girlfriend on the night of the alleged incident saying he, quote, got autographs and a hell of a story. The teen, who seems to have been 18 at the time, also texted help several times. It seems like it might have been a little tongue-in-cheek. According to screenshots of messages attached to a motion filed by Spacey's attorney seeking the accuser's now missing cell phone. But Spacey's defense attorney claims the screenshots of the texts between the girlfriend and the accuser on the night of the questionable incident, they argue that some of the texts have been deleted, some things just aren't adding up. The accuser and his mother, she was the former Boston TV news anchor Heather Unruh, previously had deleted text messages and other materials from his phone, according to a police report, because Unruh told the police that she had deleted evidence of her son's frat boy activities before initially handing over a phone. Spacey is charged with...
That means something sexual or a couple N-bombs could have been
community
dropped.
Community service, giving to the charity, I'd imagine.
Yeah, oh, you were in a frat?
Right.
Yeah, maybe in a community garden.
Right,
oh,
outreach.
Cleaning up along the side of the freeway.
Yeah. You're wiping down, you know, graffiti, maybe.
Yeah. Spacey's charged with indecent assault and battery on the 18-year-old busboy at this Nantucket bar in July 2016. According to the police reports, the teen told investigators that Spacey bought him a series of drinks. They were introduced one night. During the course of the evening, he made suggestive comments. He repeatedly invited him back to his house. He unzipped the guy's pants and rubbed his penis over his underwear as they stood in a crowd near the piano. The judge has given the accuser until July 8th to produce the phone, or he and his mother will have to appear in court and explain themselves.
What's going on with Cuba Gooding Jr.? He was in trouble, too.
Oh, he got railroaded.
Everybody.
I mean, kind of, as far as I've seen.
People need to know, like, you go to a club, you go to a place where alcohol is flowing and people are horny, people are going to try things.
Well,
and the question is how hard do they try and how far past the line do they go?
From what I read, unless there's been an update that I'm not aware of, this girl came up to him at a bar and they're talking, then they go into another room and start making out.
With Cuba?
Yeah.
Or Cuba?
Cuba. And then she said that he touched her breast, but they did say that they were making out, yes?
Yeah, that's what you do.
I'm not really sure how that works.
Right?
I was going to say, a logical progression.
Can I say this?
It's not like he just ran up to her and grabbed her.
In 2019, when they do we have surveillance footage from inside the club, it's a little too grainy to figure out, what year is it again? My fucking kid has a phone that does 4D,
or
4K, or 4 whatever. Like, come on, why is everything so weird and grainy? Yeah. It's 2019. I want to see his cuticles on her boobies. I want to see a little nip slip. I want to see something. It's like, we can't really make it. Is this Zapruder Films? Like, what fucking years is a guy up there with a Super 8, like, winding it? Why don't we have better equipment? Yeah. It's 2019, people.
Get it together.
It's surveillance footage, but it's kind of hard to tell because it's kind of grainy and it's a little difficult to see if he put his hand between her legs or just on her thigh.
Come on, Steve Jobs.
What year is it?
Everybody should just have a doorbell camera because those are crystal clear.
That's right.
Yeah, they're a Ring doorbell everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So speaking of the judges and the famous people, a grand jury in Queens has returned an indictment against Cardi B, according to a source with knowledge of the case who talked to ABC News. The charges weren't immediately clear since the indictment will not be unsealed until the arraignment. But Yahoo News says Cardi B had faced misdemeanor charges stemming from a brawl at a strip club in which she's accused of throwing bottles and chairs at two bartending sisters.
Listen, let me... I don't want to be racist here, but you know how American Indians can use peyote because they get a sort of cultural pass?
Religious experience. Or
let's say Cardi B having a thrown down at a strip club. That's a cultural pass for me. We don't need to get involved with that. Okay. That's part of
Leave
her.
Leave it to...
She was a stripper.
Right.
You know, yeah. Now she raps.
It's her natural habitat.
She goes back in there. You know what I mean? Bottles. It's a cultural rite of passage for her to throw down in a strip club.
You should not be on her defense.
I'm not interested in taking another person of color and sucking them into the school to strip club pipeline.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
I don't need Kim Kardashian with one more honeydew on her list of people she needs to get out. You know what I mean?
Exonerate Cardi.
She used to shake her ass, probably dealt a little weed. Mm. Now she's paying a shitload in taxes.
To natural habitat.
Just give her a pass.
Didn't she admit to like drugging guys or getting them super drunk and taking their wallets?
Again, it's a cultural. Hey, everybody. Cardi, be careful and put a fucking napkin over your beer. It's hitting the stage. Jade. Sorry.
Yeah, I know I got the John Landis thing wrong, but Chris, back me up. I think I'm right about that one. I think she admitted to that. So this is what happened at the nightclub. NBC News says that
nightclub.
Cardi B reportedly suspected one of the bartending sisters having an affair with Offset. From Migos, her husband, when he was performing at the strip club on the night of the fight, she was caught on video throwing an ice bucket at the sisters, with whom she's since been court ordered to stay away from.
Let me tell you, there's an issue with women.
Oh.
Women will frequently punch people, men or women, because they don't possess a lot of upper body strength, and they're sort of. Like, if you're Dolph Lundgren, you can't just go throwing fists. You know what I mean? You're going to get cracked somebody. You're going to shatter an orbital socket. Sure. You're going to jail. Like, women are, like, constantly. They're kind of like birds in that they're angry all the time.
And pecking.
And what I mean is, like, if you step on a dude's foot, the guy will go, hey, or pull his foot out or do something. If you step on a woman's foot, her hand will go flying.
That's
like reflexively
true.
Fly out and hit you. So there's a kind of an immediate wiring. Mm-hmm. It's a simple test. Step on a dude's foot, the dude makes a noise. Step on a chick's foot, her arm
thwack
flies out from her. It's reflexive.
Right.
They're like birds. They're angry. That's why they call them birds in England. Yeah. Look it up.
That's true.
It's a fact.
Google it.
Google that shit. So here's an issue now. The throwing of the hands out is fine because they're not pugilists. They don't have a lot of upper body strength.
They're not so registered.
I've been whacked by Wim before. Right. Like, it's a fine, they hit you or whatever. It's like, yeah, all right. But then here's the problem. They also pick shit up and throw it. And the problem with throwing shit is the ice bucket is an ice bucket. It's not a male ice bucket or a female ice bucket.
It's a stainless steel ice bucket.
It's just a piece of stainless steel that is now traveling through the air.
It'll hurt.
And the part where you throw a hand or throw a kick or you tug some hair, we can get past that. You're going to chuck something and it hits somebody. We don't know who threw it and it doesn't make no never mind that a woman threw it or a dude threw it. It's going to hurt somebody.
That's right.
So that's where women have to learn.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
This is a headline from Refinery 29. Cardi B is owning up to a dark past of her that involved drugging and stealing from men to afford studio time.
Mm. Yeah.
Quite a salacious story.
I should have been a rapper.
Oh, yeah. Mayonnaise.
Because, like, when you're a rapper, you get to go, like, oh, man, like, back in the day, I remember one time. Stole an infant, put it in a garbage disposal. People go, oh, well, you got to do what you got to do.
Hard times.
Man, fucking, you got to live. Look, oh, man. I'd find like elderly people, and I'd just go upside their head with a spoke from a wagon wheel, and just kick them just because it was Tuesday. And the people are like, well, yeah, man, but now, but not anymore. Yeah.
And the
now,
like,
now you're rich.
MC Mayonnaise
now you're rich.
Reveals, like, you know, details of his troubled upbringing. He's like,
right.
He's a violent sociopath.
Oh, I grew up, I would, I'd sell Drano to retarded kids. And watch him die in front of me. Oh, well, it's a tough environment, man.
Do what you got to do.
See, like, if you're an accountant and you're like, yeah, when I was younger, I just beat the shit out of the elderly. People go,
what's
the fuck?
What's wrong with you?
Why aren't you in jail? See?
Yeah.
So if you have the, if you're a rapper now, whatever you did in the past, hey, man, you had to do, what you had to do to get to here today.
And we're proud of you.
It's nice.
Yeah.
If you're a politician, it's like, hey, let me have your yearbook from high school. I'm going to see what you doodle.
Yeah.
It's a little different. It's a little different yardstick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to tell my kid to be a rapper. Because that way,
you can go hog wild.
Go upside any elderly people's head and steal their purse. All will be forgiven because that's the environment you grew up in. Hey, you had to do what you have to do. There is no judging. And by the way, we get a little more cred when it comes to your job, the rapping part, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You rap about it.
Yeah,
content.
No one wants to hear about someone who grew up in an Encino.
No.
All right, let me tell you about, it is wild how much room we have for rappers, X things. And we just, like, interview them. Like, I sold drugs, I broke in a house, I strong-armed people, I carjacked people. Okay, there you go. That's a pretty colorful bastard. But anyway, now you're doing great, right? Yeah. Okay. I wonder how the people you pulled out of the car felt. Let me tell you about, oh, there's a Bill Cosby fans mad about Cardi B. Oh,
yeah, they're comparing the two and saying
a lot of Bill Cosby fans.
Hashtag free Bill Cosby, they're writing.
Or hashtag lock up Cardi B. Like, there's a separate math we could do, right? All right, let me tell you about True Car. Every car has stories. What about your car? What about the story of your car? How do you put a price on that stories? Well, you can with True Car. Find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell it or trade it in. Just go to True Car, enter your plate number, have your car's details come popping up. Then you answer a few easy questions. Once you're finished, you get a true cash offer sent to you in just minutes. You can take it to your local certified dealer, and you can cash it out, leave with a check, Uber home, or you can trade your car in, get a new car, get a used car, do it all at True Car. So when you're ready for a better way to sell or trade in your car, you check out True Car. True cash offer, not available in all areas, but I bet you don't live in one of those areas. It is the best. It is True Car. All right, Gina, let's do one more.
All right. Well, more than a dozen people brawled at a Colorado youth baseball game.
I saw this.
Yeah, I'll show you a little video. After 13-year-old umpire made a questionable call.
A 13-year-old umpire?
13.
Oh, my God.
It happened last week. Now, watch the guy with the white shirt and the teal shorts, because he's really the shit starter here.
I bet he calls him green. I bet it doesn't
say teal.
Probably not in his vernacular.
It happened last week during a 7-year-old youth game. Police said parents and coaches started throwing punches in a dispute over whether the young ump made the right call. A policeman from the department said that when they got there, at least 15 to 20 adults were fighting. Several people got hurt. One person seriously. And they even say there is at least one suspect who sucker punches another person. He's wearing white shirt and teal pants.
Mm.
Four people were cited with disorderly conduct, and police are looking to file more charges. They are going for it.
Well, I hate to blame your kind, Gina Grad, but
wait,
you know what kicked off this? You're showing a bunch of dudes fighting.
Yeah.
Occasional chick, too. By the way, if you jump while punching somebody, your technique is lacking. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many professional boxing matches you guys have watched.
That's
I've never seen Sugar Ray Leonard jump up and try to punch
someone. Airborne.
It's cinematic, but it's not practical.
It's good for Wonder Woman. It's not good for the diamond.
So is this the Jews or the women we're blaming?
She could have been a Jew.
Okay.
But probably not. The whole thing started, Max Zapata, because I was studying TMZ last night. There was a woman. The woman had a baseball bat. And the woman was, like, swinging the bat around over her head and, like, yelling at the crowd and talking shit. And I think she may have even been a pregnant woman.
Oh.
And so before the whole Donnybrook like broke down, she had a bat. She was like yelling and like swinging around over her head. And at some point, and I don't think the punches had been thrown yet. At some point, some dude went up to her and went like grabbed the bat. Mm-hmm. It was like, give me the bat or you can't be swinging this bat around. And when that guy grabbed the bat, then her old man or something like punched him.
The melee.
And then it was on, but started by the aforementioned angry woman with the weapon.
You can just say woman.
I don't know if we have sound.
There she is.
So
she
the guys are like talking smack. I started from the beginning. I'm sorry. Started from the beginning. She's has the bat. Turn it up, sir. She's got a bat.
He's a kid.
That started the fight. A woman with a bat, Gina. Oh. Where's my hot dog hat I can put on in protest? I'm going to knit myself. Well, there was nobody throwing punches.
Was she, okay, she was threatening.
She started the, if she wasn't born.
Okay.
Okay. None of this.
And her unborn.
He's trying, sucker punch, fight on. Because a woman was born. Because we let.
It's a cliche as old as time.
We let him out of the house and look what happened.
She picked up a bat.
Helen of Troy, this woman.
She didn't make contact with anyone with a bat, but I understand your point.
She was
a call to action.
She was moving that bat around. Yeah. She was very agitated.
Well, she was threatening. She was,
she was waving that thing around. A guy tried to get it out of her hand. That guy got sucker punched, and the whole thing went down. Yeah. Powder keg. But I don't know if she – I think she may have been pregnant. It's never a good sign when people are like,
that is not certain. She may have just had a gut.
She was wearing a shirt that ironically said like number one mom or something on it. Like there's something pretty funny about it. But anyway. all right. Let's
see. That
doesn't
happen in La Cañada.
Let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
I don't know how to put this lightly, but who cares?
Gina Grad! That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, Castrol Edge. Stronger under pressure. Engines can lose up to 10% of performance due to friction. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium transforms under pressure three times.
Three times, fool.
Stronger against viscosity breakdown, leading full synthetics. All right, everyone. Dexter Holland. Go out and get yourself some gringobandito.com.
Thank you.
I love this product. And also check out the Warped Tour coming up at Atlantic City and Mountain View as well. More dates and tickets at offspring.com is where you go. Laughs with Bald Brian. Mm-hmm. Let's sell that baby out, people. And you can check out microventures.com/M. We're doing Meme Gods and When We Went Mad, a couple of new docs that you can invest in and be a producer on. So, till next time, Adam Kroll for Dexter Holland and Gina Grad and Ball Bryan saying mahalo.
Hashtag free Bill Cosby.
Stick around. Good Sports with Dave Damaschek and Adam Carolla is coming right up.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It's time for a sports segment. It's time for Ace and Dave. It's time to get it started.
NFL highlights, mixed martial arts fights, riffing on bad Stallone movies, raking the fruits of the year. Dave's recapping hockey.
Shooting jerks with blasters.
Needs a new podcast.
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carroll over there. Quick update for you. The Daves of Thunder program will be back. Fear not, everybody. Everybody's busy. That's all. People are doing their real jobs. You know, this is our pleasure to do that. We'll get to our pleasure ASAP. In the meantime, Ace, how are you, man? I saw some big news come across my internets last week that I don't know if you're aware of.
I don't know. Share it with me.
Last week was the 20-year anniversary of the debut of The Man Show.
Really?
How about that?
I had somebody sent me, one of the former producers over there sent me some notice about that, and there was like a chain about that, and I had to think, is it from when the show aired, when we shot the pilot?
I think it was from the debut.
Correct.
The broadcast debut of The Man Show.
20 years ago. Yeah, it's a weird relationship we have with time. I never think about it. I wouldn't have been able to guess. I'm trying to think. I would. Yeah, 99. I guess I was doing The Man Show, Loveline on MTV, and probably Loveline, or for sure Loveline, the radio show, simultaneously. So I was just so busy back then that I didn't really take a look and stop and sort of even. I had no context for how difficult it was to have a successful TV show on, because I started doing Loveline on MTV and it was just gangbusters. It's like, oh, it's a big hit, big success every night, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's just on TV every night. It was a big hit.
I remember watching that from Chicago. That was a trip. It was a funny way to do a show. You and Dr. Drew side by side in comfy chairs, as I recall, and you would just roll calls, or was it live audience Q&A kind of a thing?
We'd roll calls. They would do audience questions. I think that's how we did it. Our only rules were we couldn't have any made up calls. And we couldn't know what the calls were in advance. They would always try to tell us what the calls were going to be. And we'd always tell them, no, we don't want to know. That we do it better when we don't know. And that's how we did it. And I remember things about, like, Hollywood Center Studios, same place as The Man Show. It was, the next studio over or something. We shot. I could remember going out.
Really? It was the same lot, even?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Loveline was shot on stage, whatever. Uh-huh. I don't know. But when we did The Man Show, I think later on when we did the pilot, first when we did The Man Show pilot, I think we shot it on the same stage that we used to shoot Loveline. But it was like one sound stage for Loveline, and it was right next to The Man Show. So not only did I not know how difficult it was to get a show on the air and have a successful show on the air and blah, blah, blah. I didn't even know you had to travel. I thought you just walked to the next studio and do your next show. It would all sort of just came so easily. But I do remember very clearly that, and it's a story that some people will remember, but it hasn't been told in a long time, and I don't remember if you know it or not, but when I was, and I'm thinking about that soundstage is before they get inhabited with sets and audience and bleachers, are very big, empty, dark, dank places. And they have no windows.
Big air hangar kind of a thing, right?
Yes, they're airplane hangars, yeah. And so I was in New York, and I was with Jimmy, and we're with Kevin and Bean, and we're doing K-Rock, and we're covering the MTV Music Awards, and boy, did we have this date circled on our calendar, because it was like me and Jimmy in our romantic New York getaway. And he was going to show me his New York, and we were going to eat cannolis. He'd start on one end. I'd start on the other. We'd put it between us. It'd be like Lady and the Tramp. And we're going to go to Little Italy, and we're going to go to Chinatown and blah, blah, blah. And I got out there. Jimmy got out there. We all got out there. And about 2 days later, I got a call from William Morris and said, you have to come back. You have to audition for Loveline on MTV. And I wasn't doing Loveline, the radio show, at that point. And I was begging with him. I was going, no, 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 no. It's never going to work. I'm bad at auditions. I've never really got an audition. I've like created shows and then I get to be in the show, but I don't go out on auditions and get shows. I make shows and then I'm in them. Me and Jimmy were in the Man Show because we made the Man Show. We would have never made the cut to be the host of the
Man
Show.
Right. If some
ever.
Random producer had created an idea called the Man Show. Right.
No way would Jimmy have made it. No way would I have made it. Like, we both knew that. That's why we started it. But we, so I was saying, no, 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 I don't want to come back. I'm going to come back. I'm going to go in this audition. It's going to last 15 minutes. It's not going to work. I'm not good in that environment. And, they're going to go, we're going another direction. And then I'm going to be stuck back in my apartment in LA while these guys are back.
Right. Eating cannolis.
They're eating cannolis for like another 6 days.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And by the way, I didn't have money for airline flights. And, you know, I took a super shuttle like with 18 other people and like back to my apartment and stuff like that. Like, I didn't have money. Someone was going to pay me to go to New York and stay in a hotel.
20 plus years ago, this is. That's amazing.
So I begged them and they're like, you got to. Drew wants to meet you. Dr. Drew wants to da da. And I literally said to him, I said, get Mark DiCarlo. That guy is popular. He's easy on the eyes. He was doing Love Connection. Ended, you know, I said, just go get Mark DiCarlo. That guy will get the job because he's savvy. He's been on TV. Mm-hmm. He knows what to do. Just go get him to do it. And I'll stay here in New York and enjoy myself.
What a story.
So
that is talking yourself out of a gig.
They called me back. I remember sitting in coach all the way home, like sitting next to some young woman who was traveling the country or something, talking about her life and my life. And I was like, I'm going back. I'm auditioning for blah, blah, blah. We went on to stage 5, wherever we ended up doing it, and the Man Show pilot too. Pitch black, walked in. They had one of those rolling light things. Sat there at a folding table, sitting on folding chairs with like a phone in between us. They took, like, I don't know, PAs and production assistants, had them like stand off somewhere behind us or something, and they'd go like love line, and they'd go, yeah, hey Dr. Drew, hey Adam, I got a problem with my pearly penile papules or whatever. And then I'd try to make a joke and Drew would try to answer, and they'd make up, they did like 5 fake calls. And like, I remember like, ooh, I'm being pretty funny and I got my flow going, and Drew and
Drew, boy, that's a tough spot though.
Drew and Mike, chemistry feels pretty good and we're just sitting next to each other, but I'm off the cuff and I'm making people laugh and where it's going well. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking, and again, it was just like a folding table in the middle of a sound stage with some simulated calls that I don't think came through the phone, just like voice, out of frame. And they said, okay, Adam, that was great. That was a great job, man. And we can't give you the decision right now, but we're feeling pretty good about this. Hmm. And Drew's like, yeah, that felt good. I felt good. And I was like, yeah, yeah, okay. And they're like, yeah, so we'll tell you, we got to take care of a couple things, and we'll you'll know by tonight or tomorrow morning whether this thing's happening or not. And I was like, Jesus Christ, I think I just hit a home run there. I think I just nailed that one.
Next stop, Mark DiCarlo's home so I can kill him so he can't get here or cut his brake lines or something.
Oh, I'm not done with this story.
I'm sorry, I got in the way. Excuse me.
I was walking out of the soundstage, and they were like, Drew, you stay behind because we got a little, we're going to tie up a few things with you. Adam, excellent job, man. You hit it out of the ballpark. We'll be talking tonight. And I was like, okay. And I'm walking through this complete black soundstage, no windows or anything, but there's the one big wooden door that leads outside. It's a bright, sunny day. And as I go to like push the door open, I start to touch it and the door just flings open. And as it flings open without me pushing it, there's a shadow of a man standing there because the sunlight is bursting in now and my pupils are dilated and I see like an outline of a guy. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, sorry. And it's Mark DiCarlo.
Wow, is that
crazy? He's walking in. He's walking
you know,
in.
By the way, the upshot of that is to me, and Mark DiCarlo, you know, is plenty successful. But that the takeaway for me with that, as so many other examples exist out there, I don't know why these television executives don't take a chance on the relative unknown more often than they do, than the guy who you already know what you're going to get. And I understand the safety of that. But if you think about Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Kimmel, those are interesting choices that have paid off in spades, and so too has Adam Carolla in The Man Show. The other thing I'll say about it is sports, because this is a sports segment, sports run all the way through The Man Show in less obvious ways than you would expect. Your relationship with Kimmel starts with boxing. Mm-hmm. I meet you guys in advance of the Super Bowl with the Ravens and Giants, where you famously said, Sal said, hey, Ace, Damashek's interview wasn't that bad, was it? And you said, ah. Yeah, he's like Stephen Wright without the material. I didn't know you at all. And then you turned and walked away. Actually, the first time I ever met you was me and Hench watching football with you and Kimmel, and you didn't speak to either one of us for 6 hours.
That's right.
And then we would play 3-on-3 basketball every Saturday faithfully. Good times, Ace. Good times. Good to still know you after all these many moons. Let me tell you in the meantime, you know what? If you're playing basketball, if you're getting together for some football, if you got a big audition coming up and you don't want to go in there on an empty belly, the answer is always Butcher Box. Why? Because it delivers healthy, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage breed pork, and wild Alaskan salmon direct to your door monthly. And let me tell you something. This is no jive. Butcher Box was generous enough to send along to Dave's of Thunder to my home. They sent a box of this stuff. And like you say, Ace, I think that's a great turn of phrase you made. It's the pork of your youth. That's exactly yes. What it is. It is so delicious. And the steaks are great and everything in there is great. But man, that pork, man, that's worth the deal by itself. So you choose from four curated boxes, or you customize your own box. Each box comes with 9 to 11 pounds of meat, enough for 24 individual meals. It overflows. It really is like, what are we going to do? This is so much meat. We're set for 5 lifetimes. And it goes surprisingly quick because it's so delicious. Free shipping anywhere in the U.S., not in Alaska and Hawaii. No commitment. Cancel anytime. So to get the free bacon for your life subscription, plus $20 off, go to ButcherBox.com and you enter the promo code Adam at checkout. That's a pack of free bacon in every single box for the life of your subscription, plus $20 off, ButcherBox.com, promo code Adam. And like I was saying, we love that box so much at my house that now we get one every month anyway. It's well worth it to pay that to get that delicious high-end meat. I know Ace loves it. All right, back with more good sports for you tomorrow. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek out. Good sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Carolla Classics. It's hosted by producer Chris Loxmana and superfan Giovanni. And for tickets and info on all the live podcasts, man, great events, books, movies, and more, go to AdamCarolla.com. Stay tuned for AP News.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.